talking with Wish TV meteorologist Tara Hastings here on 93 WYBC. And now, Tara, obviously, normally when we're talking about the Sahara, we're normally learning about it in like history class or something at school. But now, apparently, Hoosiers are going to be able to actually witness the Sahara firsthand this weekend.
That's right. We're tracking a little bit of the Saharan dust that has traveled across the Atlantic. And right now is in the Gulf, and it will continue to move a little bit farther northward as we head into the weekend. Now, I want to point out that this is something that we usually see once or twice a year. However, this particular batch is just a little bit more dense compared to what we have seen in the past.
So why is this particular dust storm a little bit more intense than what we normally see?
It's just a little bit thicker, and we're also seeing it moving a little bit faster, the stronger winds pushing it a little bit farther across the Atlantic and into the Gulf of Mexico and eventually moving northward. So really just the wind pattern moving it northward, too. So,
talking to Tara Hastings, Wish TV meteorologist here on 93 WYBC. So, Tara, once the dust actually gets here, what can Hoosiers expect to see in the sky?
Yeah, so we're going to be seeing a little bit of a milky-looking sky. It's going to look a little bit hazy at times, similar to what you would see with a little bit maybe of a smoke or haze in the atmosphere, too. I don't think we're necessarily going to see a big plume of dust that is going to move through, and it's not going to necessarily coat your cars or things like that. But a milky-looking sky. We're also going to see a little bit of poor air quality. So those of you who are a little bit sensitive with respiratory issues, pollution will be maybe a little bit high heading into the weekend. One cool thing that we are going to experience, some vibrant sunsets and sunrises. The dust particles in the atmosphere, they're going to scatter that light, and so we should see some really intense sunrises and sunsets.
Can Hoosiers still be able to kind of see this sort of thing? Like, what can they actually look out for when it's not so intense?
Well, I think we'll just, when the dust isn't necessarily that intense, I think, you know, we'll just see normal weather conditions moving through, maybe that just slight milky looking sky at times. Also, the Saharan desert dust actually limits tropical development. So I don't think we're going to be seeing any kind of tropical storm systems that are going to be moving through the Atlantic right now or into the Gulf of Mexico. So that is definitely some good news heading into a tropical and the Atlantic tropical season.
Wow, I actually didn't know that. So, and like, why exactly does it work like that?
Well, it inhibits the air is usually a little bit drier with this particular batch of dust moving through. So when we have dry air, we need a lot that inhibits tropical development. So we don't necessarily see a lot of thunderstorms forming in the Gulf of Mexico as well. So that's something that we can kind of look forward to, I guess. It really begins to kind of decrease that tropical activity and inhibits those thunderstorms from forming.
Tara Hastings, Wish TV meteorologist. Tara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.